Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to A Sound Heart. One of the greatest stories in the Bible, indeed one of the greatest stories that one reads about in the book of Genesis, is the story of Jacob and his brother Esau. You remember that Jacob was raised in a home in which the parents had favorite sons. That is, Jacob's mother loved him, and the father, Isaac, loved Esau. And so Jacob grew up in a home of parental favoritism. And so this led to a series of events which made it so that Jacob had to leave home. His mother sent him away to the home of his uncle Laban, where Jacob stayed for 20-some years. And Laban, within this context, whose name means white, is a type of the world. And Jacob had, along with his mother, had deceived his father, Isaac. And both Esau and Isaac were deceived by Jacob and his mother. And so this series of events led to the place where, again, Jacob must leave home because of his brother's anger. The mother believed that, in fact, Esau stated that he would someday take his brother's life. So he goes to stay with Laban, and there he acquires two wives, Leah and Rachel, and two concubines. It is here that God builds the family of this great patriarch, Jacob. I say great because God would shape events that would change Jacob's life. And Jacob is a picture of the believer who may struggle at the beginning of his spiritual life. Of course, there is that honeymoon period in which all is wonderful with the spiritual life because one has just come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so, but then after that period passes, then there the believer must then learn how the importance of self-discipline with regard to the Word of God. And with that, and inculcating the Word of God, not applying, but inculcating the Word of God into one's daily life, one begins to understand what it means to be filled with the Spirit. As we are filled with the Word of God, we begin to be led by the Spirit of God. And Paul writes that as believing ones, we are to order our steps according to the Spirit of God. So, peripateo is the word in the Greek. And so we are to walk around or to order our lives, our steps in God's will. Now, we, once again, understand the will of God for our lives through his word. The Greek New Testament has two words for will. Bule, which means the determined will of God, and thelema, which a word which means his desirous will. And so God desires that we walk in his will. That is what he has determined for our lives. And so it is imperative that believers understand that it is not through a personal mystical experience that this comes about, but there is a mysticism attached to understanding the will of God, because thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The believer who is growing in grace knows that the more of God's word, the more of God's word that he or she takes in, the longer he or she may stay filled with the Spirit and therefore within the will of God. So, after 20 years, God comes to Jacob and tells him that it is time for him to go back to Bethel. And through a series of circumstances now related to Laban, Jacob must leave, and so therefore he flees the home of Laban. Notice his pattern. He fled his parental home, and now after 20 years, he must flee the home of Laban. This is an extraordinary set of circumstances. And so on the way back, to going where God wants him to be, of course, there is this encounter with his brother Esau. Esau comes to Jacob with 400 men. Of course, excuse me, this creates anxiety within Jacob's heart, because Jacob believes that Esau is there for revenge. Jacob does not realize that during these 20 years, God has worked in the heart of Esau, and Esau has made peace with the past, but Jacob has anxiety about the past. And so he divides his family into ranks, thinking that, well, if Esau takes this part of my family, I will still have this part left. The schemer, the Jacob, the supplanter, the heel catcher, and yet there are times when he does walk in God's will. But under pressure, he goes back to Jacob, to being Jacob, believing that he knows best. Now, this is an extraordinary situation, because Jacob knows that when he is in God's will, he prospers. When he is out of God's will, he turns to his old ways, that old, intrinsic, ingrained pattern of doing things from the will of the flesh. And Paul writes that those who are in the flesh cannot please God. We cannot please God when we are in the flesh. Jacob is going to go through in Genesis 34, he tells, well, in chapter 33, he goes to Shechem. And this is a Canaanite city. He sets up his camp within the site of the city of Shechem. And God did not tell Jacob to go to Shechem. God said, return to Bethel. And in chapter 34, we have this extraordinary situation in which Dinah, Jacob's daughter, goes out among the people of the land, that is, the Canaanites of Shechem. She is unfortunately raped. And Jacob finds out, and then after his sons return from the field, then Jacob tells his sons, and her brothers, Simeon and Levi, go out and destroy this village. And so this is a terrible, terrible chapter. In Genesis 34, the name of God is never mentioned. But when we turn to chapter 35, God's name is mentioned time and again. Now, in Genesis 35:1, Jacob repents of being outside of the will of God, because Jacob has learned the extraordinary price that he pays for being outside of God's will. So, in chapter 35, verse 1, we read, "Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau." So, here's something that is very important for us to understand. First, there is repentance in Genesis 35:1. So repentance does not mean an about face. The term metanoia in Greek means a change of mind. It refers to a determination not to go a certain way ever again. It does not mean to make a decision in the flesh wherein I say, okay, I'm going to put this away for a while and then go back to it later. No, metanoia means a change of mind. It means intentional action toward an intentional action not to do or to turn away from a pattern of behavior that is outside of the will of God. Jacob finds his way back into the will of God through repentance. He returns to his first love, Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And when he does this, he is now able to be the leader, the spiritual leader of his family. And so God says in Genesis 35:1, go up to Bethel. Now, he is back within the will of God. And settle there and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, purify yourselves and change your clothes. Garments here speak of one's habits or one's character. And so Jacob tells his family to get rid of the old behavior or habits. Read Jude 13 and read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. So here's the thing. And Jacob may not have believed that by going to Shechem, he was outside of the will of God. But think about it. He was in direct violation of the will of God by going his own way. He was leaning on his own understanding and not on God's understanding. Beloved, it is imperative that you and I live within the will of God daily. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.